Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour, ladies and gentlemen. For stations that just joined us, this is huge, important news. A key globalist, at legate level, New World Order minion for the globalist, one who speaks officially for the New World Order. He's one of the few, Gary Hart, Warren Rudman, Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, people of that level. There's not many of them. There's less than 10. James Baker, George Bush Sr., George Shultz. They speak with direct power of the New World Order. He is telling Iran that the U.S. government will stage terror attacks unless they submit. He said it in plain English, plain words, and it's going up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. In fact, I sent it to Paul 20 minutes ago. I don't have the computer on right now in front of me because it's a distraction, but I'll find out during the break if it's up there. It needs to be up there. It's out there on the news wires and stuff, but they post it in plain view, not even telling people what it fully means. The other big top story that I haven't even gotten to yet, I need to do the background on, is huge. Saddam offered exile, but neocons unleash carnage anyway. That's a good headline, great story Paul wrote. So this being reported by major British and European papers. But I would have just said, whole war was a fraud, whole war was for a lie, whole war could have been avoided. Saddam offered to give up, neocons kept it secret. That's the news, that they kept it secret. Now let's back up here. Let's back up for a moment. Saddam Hussein, we need to create a timeline page. We don't have the personnel, though. We're all overworked. Maybe you should do it. Go do it off of mainline history. 1958, 18-year-old, promising young army officer out of the Iraqi military, only been in 2 years, is hired by the CIA, taken to Egypt and into other areas of Europe after that for 2+ years of CIA assassination training. He's inserted to lead an anti-communist kill squad that successfully runs the operation, killing hundreds of mid-level members of the communist-funded Ba'ath Party. He then unsuccessfully machine guns the car of the president, wounding him in the leg. Saddam is wounded. Going from memory here. Go double-check that little detail, because sometimes now I have like a... I go, is that exactly right? Now my memory fails. But I know they wounded the president. I think Saddam was wounded. But side trivia issue, the Ba'athists come to their knees and say, okay, we'll go under U.S. British control. We'll now be right-wing. We won't be communist. We'll do whatever you say. And they said, all right, put young Saddam Hussein as the head of Ba'athist security. And he's not that young. He'd been for, 19 years been committing assassinations and running hit squads. So at 20, when he went into operation, he was hired when he was 18, and at 18 to, add 19 to 18, so he was almost 40 then, and 39. When he's 39, he's made the head of Ba'athist security, and then 10 years later, in 79, he stages a CIA coup. That's mainline history, mainline newspapers at the time. The young hero in the newspapers, he's a secularist. The Jews can live in peace. The Christians can live in peace. They are putting rock and roll stations on. They're selling Playboy that was in our news. He's a good guy. Playboy's being sold. Everything's fine now. The shining jewel. And then suddenly it becomes a first world nation. Hospitals, colleges. And Israel and the U.S. said, set him up, bring him down, and they did. When we get back, we're going to walk through it. The extermination is now into year 17 of the black op they're running in Iraq. And now it's admitted what we already gotten the intel on. Saddam did try to take the deal to leave, and they just said, buddy, you think we're serious?
No Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time. We're live, the hardest hitting 3 hours in talk radio, period. And you know it's true. Because we're dialed into the source, ladies and gentlemen, into history, into facts, into our guts. And we know the truth, and we're fighting the New World Order at point blank range, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That'd be 9 to noon Pacific, 10 to 1 Mountain. And don't forget, every day when this show ends, if you miss the first hour or the second hour, it restreams consecutively at InfoWars.com. Right when the show ends, the show re-airs back-to-back until the next live show, or you can subscribe to the free podcast at InfoWars.com to your MP3 or iPod device. Use it. Take advantage of it. I'm asking listeners to promote that free service of getting the information out. That is a great way for folks to listen. That's where the whole future of listening is going. If you're listening to an AM or FM station, that is the best way. Tell everybody about when the show airs live or when they rebroadcast it. Stop at red lights. Tell people that are standing there at a red light, pedestrians, hey, tune in to 1330 out of Cameron when Alex is on Monday through Friday the first 2 hours. Or tune in to KLBJ on the syndicated show in Norfolk or upstate New York or Kansas City or Southern California or in Austin, Texas, or the, I don't know, 8 or 9 other places we're on right now there. It's starting to grow. or it's on WWCR. You know, if you're a ham radio operator, tell folks. I mean, we're fighting for the life of the republic here. This is life and death. Now, let me just recap, because I know some stations just joined us briefly, and then I'll get into the new history of it. Okay, the new information. This is admitted. I mean, I remember my mother cooking dinner with a little color TV she had in the kitchen in Dallas. And I used to have a photographic memory, but once you hit 30, you start having massive brain cell die-off. That's why they say the best scientists make their best discoveries under 30. Because the brain, you've made all these new neural pathways, you've learned all this stuff, you're in your prime, and then at 30, for some reason, the brain starts dying, starts shrinking. I'm creating new neural pathways, I'm still smart. It's just, I can remember almost everything when I was a child, everything, up until a couple years ago. And then now I still have a really good memory. It's still an elephant's memory, but it's corrupted. Like, I had read, I remember years ago in 99 that 83,000 vets had been told they couldn't buy guns anymore, and that was in the news. Now, granted, that was many years ago, but I said 86,000, and Larry Pratt said no, 83,000. See that? But my memory's still good enough though that I go, wait, that's corrupted data. Like I can tell when I'm wrong, and then I go, oh, wait a minute. And I always heard other talk show hosts doing that, and older talk show hosts, and I was like, I'm not like that. I know I'm talking about this a lot on the air now. It's just weird to not have the exact thing. So you got to check what I say. You got to check what I say, because I still got a great memory. But and I've also seen some people that study the brain saying, well, over time, too, you gather so much data that then it starts conflicting, because now there's so much. I mean, it's just like, oh, my gosh. I mean, there's so much I know. And then I realize how little I know. There's so much more to know. But compared to some person on the street, I mean, it's like a cockroach compared to a meerkat, you know, in knowledge and intelligence. And I want them to stop being cockroaches and to get more of an intellect, not just walk around going, I like money. Oh, look, my favorite show's on. You know, like Idiocracy, just completely mindless. All right, I'm digressing. You tune in to get the history of Saddam, the new big developments with Gary Hart saying, look out or we'll stage terror attacks on you. And that's clearly what he's saying. I mean, now they're really getting arrogant. We've had the neocons come out and write articles saying we need another 9/11. 9/11 was good for us. And senators, former senators, Republican Party heads, state heads, PAC heads. Now they're openly saying it to Iran. I mean, this is the most gauntlet down on the table I've ever seen. And I'm going to get to that next, but right now, let me get into Saddam. Now I want to tell the neocons listening something here. We had Larry Pratt on, okay, the second biggest gun owners association in the country. You know how many members they have? 300,000. But that was 7 years ago. When Clinton left, it's dropped to 140,000. That is a shame. And Larry Pratt has all the documents and the letters and the information, how the NRA was founded as just a shooting club and then became the first gun control movement. Now, I already knew that, but to hear it from Larry Pratt and to hear the new documents they've gotten from the National Archives, to know that the NRA authored and pushed the 68 Gun Control Act, they did it. I remember like 10 years ago, I guess about 8 years ago, when I interviewed Charlton Heston right before he retired. And I like Charlton Heston as an actor, everything else. I mean, he was a hero to me. And I remember a caller said, you know, he did the 1968 Gun Control Act television ads that the government and the NRA put on. And I said, you liar. And the guy sent me a video of it. And it's somewhere around here. I haven't seen it on YouTube yet. If somebody's got that, get it up. You don't understand. We've now got two storage buildings full of videos. I used to, it was just me, so they're not properly labeled. I got to get interns to go through it all. There's absolute gold in there to disprove, you know, the New World Order system. So then I found out Charlton Heston really was a gun control and still is. It was all a black op. He was a hero to me. I interviewed him. And And then his wife, when he finally got Alzheimer's, said, oh, he really was never for that. Yeah, guns need to be controlled. That interview, and he sat there going, yes, ma'am, obviously drugged up next to her. But let me just digress here. I'm going to get into Saddam, but I'm digressing because to know that they passed the 68, to know they were the ones that, quote, it's not a compromise, they brought it forward for the Brady Bill. To know that they're behind the new one that's going to take guns from cops in the military after if they have post-traumatic stress or anybody with ADHD. And it's in the bill. Gun owners will tell you, NRA's got 4.5 million members, gun owners has got 130, and gun owners is real and can barely pay its bills. And then I want to just start getting on air and just start saying, send them money, just to try to, I mean, they're going to take our guns. Do you love the NRA more? Or can you admit as neocons out there that you've been conned? Can you get upset like I did when I found out? I told that caller he was a liar, and he mailed me on VHS tape the television ads with Charlton Heston saying 68 Gun Control Act. Now, do you love that Second Amendment and Granddaddy's shotgun more than you love the fake memory of someone who was a betrayer? Who was a Judas goat? I'm asking you that. Do you want to keep the Second Amendment? Or do you want to get fooled? The NRA's expert at lying to you. It's good members and making you think everything's all right. You think the government can really keep all this gun control going with a 4+ million strong group? No, they're the authors of it. They're behind it. They're not just letting it happen. And I just get angry, man. We don't need to lose. We don't need to fail. We don't need to let them do all this to us. And it's the same thing with Saddam Hussein. Folks, I mean, frankly, in the past, I'm a hunting, tobacco chewing, monster truck driving, brawling, beer drinking redneck. I mean, I sat there eating pizza with my buddies in high school giving high fives when they were blowing up Baghdad in 1991. But I became informed, and I found out the truth, and I'm a real conservative, and you aren't. Now, you can join us any day you want. You can start winning and start defeating the New World Order any day you don't want to be pacified and sidetracked. You can come in for the big win and the fight against the New World Order, or you can keep being an idiot. But let me give you the historical fact, and don't give me your Pentagon propaganda they put down your throat. This is what they admit they did. They hired Saddam in 1958 as a CIA asset. He committed assassinations all over the Middle East, but mainly in Iraq. They told the Baathists, we'll stop after he wounded the president. He shot the president up. They said, if you make him the head of security, we'll stop and we'll make a deal with you. The Baathists made a deal because they were on the edge of being overthrown. And back then we had an evil government, but a smart government, and it knew to leave the apparatus in, just have an internal deal that was made and not overthrow them. Then they went from being socialist-leaning to being, you know, pro-U.S., supposedly anti-communist. Then they went ahead and staged a coup in 79, put Saddam Hussein in. 3 years later, they give him $30+ billion, fund the whole lot with the CIA there as advisors, with Marines there as advisors, where to spray with the helicopters, how to spray the nerve gas, what to do, the weapons, everything to attack the Iranians. The Iranians lose 1.5 million. The Iraqis lose over 400,000. Saddam leads them in frontline combat, folks, with nerve gas flying around with a gas mask on. The guy's tough. He was tough. He wasn't one of these little weasels like Bush back in the back of the fight. Okay, frontline, hardcore trench warfare, Saddam Hussein at the front line. Okay? I remember my mama chopping up carrots, and it was on TV, the great Saddam Hussein for the U.S. fighting Iran. I remember it all. Then it's like, we've never been at war with East Asia, we've always been at war with East Asia. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is bliss, whatever. I mean, this is what they're doing. And then he's done all this, and they tell him in 1990, they're mad at him for, well, now we're up to the last 17 years. We'll go through that when we get back, and we'll walk through the big development. The big development. I'm going to walk through this and give you the background. And then I want to tell you if what we're doing is good. All right? We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to Safe Castle Royal, that's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Welcome back.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum.
All right, the history of Saddam Hussein. Then in 1990, the famous video of April Gillespie, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, he says, well, Kuwait is slant drilling and stealing hundreds of billions of dollars of oil from us. And she said, yes, we know. And he said, well, I'm probably going to go and take some of their territory and you know, to stop those fields that are a few miles over the border from doing it. And she said, hey, we're allies with you. We don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. He says, well, we're going to invade. She said, well, thank you. We won't get involved. And he said, all right. He'd already gone to war with Iran with our backing. So he went in, did all those things. They had PR firms, as now admitted, U.S. government propaganda. They admit it was propaganda. Claimed they were throwing babies out of incubators. It was totally made up and all the rest of it because, you see, Saddam had fallen out of favor. The IMF and World Bank then wanted to fully control the country and have him as a puppet. He said, no, I'm going to pay my debts. I'm going to pay the 30-something billion owed to the U.S., BCCI. I'm going to owe the other 20-something billion owed to the IMF and World Bank. And he started pumping oil like mad, and fuel prices, depending on where you were in the country, were 85 cents to 90 cents a gallon. Remember that in 1990? There were headlines all over. I was a CNN addict even then. And even as a, you know, latter teen, I remember Saddam Hussein overpumping. OPEC is upset. And he wasn't sophisticated enough to understand that they were luring him into going into Kuwait while that was happening. And he went into Kuwait. They PR'd it. Then they said Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm. Then they blew up all the chemical weapons plants, blew up his real weapon systems. But Bush's advisors said, we don't have the force right now to go hold it and keep it. And so they held it till on down the line. And at the very same time, the Israelis, the Pentagon, had a plan to go in to turn it into a third world country from first world. They bombed its entire infrastructure, water treatment, power plants, colleges, anything that could, quote, supply military technologies. And that was anything past light bulb level. They wouldn't let them have hoses for their dental chairs. They wouldn't let them have any factory equipment, nothing. And then they took all the major borders over. Two-thirds of the country couldn't have airline flight. Total control. But the globalists were worried that the Shiites might be strong enough to attack Saddam and overthrow him. This has now come out. So they tricked them into attacking so Saddam could dominate them. They also tried to destabilize the Kurds, let the Turks go in against them so they wouldn't get too strong. They wanted it deindustrialized, broke down. And this has all come out now, that they intended to attack Iraq day one. The PNAC document written by Dick Cheney, September 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, Dick Cheney says Saddam isn't a threat, but we'll say he is. And this is how dumb they think we are. We won't read this stuff. All we need is the right pretext, a new Pearl Harbor to help us get into there. Then we'll use it to go into Iran and Syria. We'll build permanent bases and then oversee 3 to 4 different blocks, as they're now officially saying they're going to do, breaking it into sectarian areas, playing the three parts of Gulf against each other to ensure continued civil war. Then they'll have warlord chiefs to control the 3 to 4 sectors. And then they would basically just carry out genocide from there. We're 17 years into bombing, bombardment, starvation, third world level, now worse than most nations, even in the third world, cholera killing thousands every year. I mean, that is a super third world disease. No water treatment, sewage now dumped in the streets. It is back to Stone Age level. Power about 3 hours a day in Baghdad. Only running water in the green zone of inequality, prenatal, record deaths, even worse than areas of Central Africa, just absolute carnage. 700,000+ dead Iraqis in the first 3 years, now well over 1 million. Those are major medical journals. There's a U.S. medical journal said, no, it's not 650,000-something, it's more like 700,000. That was the first 3 years. We're now 4 years, 4 months into it. I don't know how long it was, March, 4 months ago. So all of that is going on, just absolute extermination happening. I guess 4 years and 5 months. And that was the plan all along. Then they claimed, we had detente with Saddam. We gave him a chance to let the inspectors do what they were doing. We gave him and the inspector said, no, he let them do whatever we wanted. Which, again, even though they went with that model, it's UN control, which destroys sovereignty. And we'll bring you up to the new news when we get back. Saddam offered exile, but neocons unleash carnage anyway. What could have been saved? $1 trillion? 1 million lives? The global reputation of the U.S.? But that wasn't the plan. Absolutely incredible. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715, and ask for Packet B."
Some folks are born.
Some folks are born. Made the way to fly.
Ooh.
Red, white, and blue.
Red,
yeah,
white,
and blue. And when the band plays, half to the chief, Lord knows, they point the cannon at you. Stop there. But it ain't me. It ain't me, no. It ain't me.
Song. Welcome back. All right, so we've gotten up to the point of Saddam Hussein goes into Kuwait, not defending it, CIA asset, doing his own thing, all with the IMF and World Bank on the country, pumping too much oil, driving down the prices for the oil companies and the other Arabs. They come in, and the bombardment starts and has now gone on for 17 years. There were 25 million Iraqis in the global census in 1990. There are 22 million now. 3 million went bye-bye. You can debate where they went, how they died. Their population going down. And by the way, their population more than doubled from the 50s through 1990. They were an up-and-coming nation. Well, not now. They're being exterminated, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, if you look at population growth numbers, they should have increased at least another 5 million to 30 million, but now they are 22 million and racing downwards. That number is about 2 years old, by the way. So the operation is going very well. The official Israeli plans, published in Israeli papers as early as 83, U.S. plans, published as early as 1990, said the plan for the entire Middle East is each nation broken into multiple parts. Some nations, like Iran, as many as six parts, Iraq, three or four. They're now settling on three. And they're going to go in and blow out the infrastructure of each one, just like Serbia, break it up in several parts, and then just run extermination ops from there. Then they give the troops their own domestic propaganda about you're helping the people, hand them candy, you're helping them, you're great Americans, the insurgency's evil, they're blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the Pentagon's own plans said, we're going to disband the military, the Iraqi military, disband the system, the civil servants, and it'll totally unravel. Now, but see, that's in one set for strategy wonks up at the top, the gurus at the war colleges. That's for them. Then they have domestic propaganda for the population and for the troops. And that's why neocons listening right now feel real good. Or, you know, we're helping fight them over there, fight Al-Qaeda there instead of over here. We wanted to bring them water and food, but darn Al-Qaeda blew everything up. By the way, so no one would fight for Saddam. I even saw Rumsfeld a week before they invaded go, don't worry, we've paid off three of the major army groups and the major Republican Guard commander. They're going to stand down. Now, of course, they then also, as soon as they got in, though, they've been told they were going to take over again. The Iraqi Guard was. They were turned loose and fired. But then actual Ba'athist criminals at the top were kept in. The very ones you should have got rid of, they didn't. It was very sick. It was the opposite of what you do when you really take over. When the Nazis took over the French, they put the military right back in control and then ran it out of Vichy. But it was when you saw civil servants or you saw the bureaucracy, it was 99% the same people. And there wasn't a revolt. That's the Romans had that figured out 2,200 years ago. The Babylonians had it figured out 2,500 years ago. And the Pentagon didn't just do things we know wouldn't work. It did work. They meant to balkanize, break down, and exterminate those people and make sure they go back to being Stone Age, like you hear the neocons say every day. So little kids can walk around and get swollen bellies full of liquid, and so they can get a cold and flop over and die from it and get buried in a shallow grave. One person during the first months of the occupation fires at them from a 2,000-acre giant date and tangerine grove. The army goes in there with the engineers and burns it down and bulldozes every bit of it, and the people literally go sit out on the side of the street and say, I'm sitting down to die. That wasn't enough, though. They grab every man in every one of those little towns, and they take them, everybody down to the age of 11, and they take them in for raping and torture and killing. And they have big old mass graves they just bulldoze them right into. And that's been in mainstream news, but kept real quiet back of the paper. Now that's what goes on over there. Now, let me give you the larger system. We go in for the big banks in America, based in Europe. We blow it out. We break it down. We play the part of the bad cop like the Soviets did in the last century. We go in, then we stall, then everybody hates us, then we collapse and fall apart, and the new good cop is the euro. And sure enough, I'm seeing editorials, as I said they would 10 years ago, because I read PNAC documents, but there are people that run PNAC. I read CFR documents, and I read documents out of the Trilateral Commission, where they said they'd launch the euro in 2000. It would debase the dollar. Then they'd say, look how good the euro is. Let's go to our own regional currency. Then they'll play those two off against each other and then go to a global peg currency. We told folks that the new carbon tax, Kyoto, wasn't going to stop there. It was going to be a tax on oil, a tax on fuel, a tax on big houses, a tax on boats, a tax on cars, a tax on lawnmowers, a tax on everything, a whole new system of federal taxation paying internationally. It's AP Reuters today. You laughed at me. Rush Limbaugh said it didn't exist. North American Union doesn't exist. Again, the NRA, fake conservative shows, they're all there to pacify you, so they're able to get all this through. By the way, we got a couple ISDN lines in here to the office, and about 30 minutes ago, they both cut out. So our AM and FM stations can hear us. The satellites are up. That's all at network backups, but you can only have 3,000 or 4,000 listeners instead of 6,000-7,000 listeners on the internet with our streams combined. Our streams are down, and hopefully by the time the show ends, for people that were listening to our streams, you'll be on the internet, you'll be able to tune in at 2 o'clock and hear the second and third hour, anything you missed restreamed, and we'll try to piece it together with the network and put it out on a podcast tonight for podcasters out there, because this is a very important show I'm doing. You ever heard me go into the middle of the second hour without taking calls or cover? I mean, this is just, it's all coming together right now, and Murphy's Law would have it that our ISDN lines, which are not ISDN, T1s, that are fully paid up, were turned off downtown. We're figuring out what's going on with that, but that's why we got backups, but this kind of stuff happens. I guess I'll just buy more backups, but then you won't like it because I got to have another sponsor. ISDN lines and satellites and shortwave 6 hours a day and webmasters and 678 servers and content distribution networks don't grow on apple trees, ladies and gentlemen. But that's it. I'm getting even more backup stuff. And by the way, so we were going to launch a new website. We're launching a new one, a new news website next week with Kurt Nemo at the helm. We got hacked a few months ago. We've launched a new in-game website, and we're launching a whole new news website updated 7 days a week next week. And because of this happening, which we don't believe is an attack, it's just Murphy's Law, we're going to increase. This is what we do. When we're attacked, we get stronger. When we have problems, we get stronger. When we screw up, we just redouble our efforts. Oh, man. I got great IT people, but what I need and what I've sought is someone who can be here at this office. This is too important of a broadcast. All right, so here's the big news that I've been rambling about up to this point. And then I'm just going to wall-to-wall take calls and play clips in the next hour. Saddam offered exile, but neocons unleash carnage anyway. What would have been saved? $1 trillion, a million lives, the global reputation of the U.S., but that wasn't the plan. Now, all the data and all the knowledge and all the information I just gave you that can be backed up, that the globalists cynically meant to go in there and destroy our name, that was one part, to sell hundreds of billions in no-bid weapons contracts, to make over $1.2 trillion so far, with at least double that in the next 10 years. The Pentagon plan was to never leave, officially released now. They lied to the public and said the troops would be back by Christmas. They disbanded the military over there and the civil servants by design to have it unravel. They officially planned that, but you won't go research it as neocons. You just want to keep going along with it and believing the Pentagon's propaganda, very anti-American, very cynical, very wicked. All of that now, and remember, it came out in the London Guardian. AP, a couple places. Remember they said a week before, Saddam, you can leave. You can leave. You can go anywhere you want, and you can even take money with you. And then I remember reading reports that they had fighter jets scrambled and waiting to shoot him down and kill him. Now, then to let Saddam Hussein, their asset, their hireling, the guy they set up, I'm not defending him, but compared to the Saudis, he's a little angel. So are the Iranians. He's an angel compared to them. He said, okay, let me have 500,000 pounds, which would have been about $900 million. Now, the war officially costs currently per day, not what it's going to cost in medical bills and things later, $786 million. That just came out Monday. Pentagon's own numbers. $780-plus million. So basically for a day and a couple hours, for the cost of a day and a couple hours, there could have been all over and, sure, even send in U.S. troops to occupy and even get the oil and all that. No, we're not doing it that way. We're going to have a big war. Bush has got to be a big hero here domestically. America's got to be hated internationally. Over a million Iraqis, more of the 2 million already dead, have to die. 4,000 dead American troops that died in country, 15,000 outside the country. 15,000 total if you count those that died, another 11,000 that died outside the country, official numbers. All this has to happen and so they can break it up and make it Stone Age. They don't want rock and roll stations and Playboy. When they're done, it was a secular government. It's now an Islamic government. They want them. Under the skirt of every mullah is the Union Jack. The old saying of 100 years ago goes, because they radicalize them, use them to overthrow secular mainline governments. I mean, the Arabs, the Persians, they want us to go to movie theaters. They want to sit around smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee out at cafes. They want to go to water parks. They want to go on vacations. They want camper trailers. They want to go deer hunting. They're just like us. They invented astronomy and mathematics. But the CIA and MI6 and British intelligence went, and they grabbed the Bedouins, and they gave them machine guns and rocket launchers, and they run things. Okay? Oh, you want to build big listening cities? Here's some people with rocket launchers. Okay? It's over. Oh, you want to not even have a beard and wear a suit and have some of the best universities in the world? How about 10,000, 2,000-pound bombs? How's that sound? Oh, you want Christian churches and Jews moving back into Iraq who'd been there 50, 60 years ago before the Israelis set off bombs? That's declassified all over Europe and all over the Middle East to make Jews leave. Oh, you're coming back under Saddam. No, you're not. You're not coming back, Jews. You're coming right here where the New World Order can suck off of you and shave your heads and radiate your children in Israel. You see, but it's so diabolical. It's so diabolical that the general public cannot face the facts. They cannot face the... Now, you'll talk to a well-informed neocon on an airplane, neocon follower, you know, an airline pilot or somebody like that. And they'll go, yeah, I know he was CIA. Yeah, I know we set him up. The guy's sitting there reading a history book right in front of me. Yeah, but that's just the way it is. It's the way we do things to defend the country. And I went, but the very people having us do all this evil stuff are destroying our country. Our dollar, our borders. Yeah, yeah, I hear you, but still, we just got to do what they say. No, we don't! Of course, the guy flew nukes on B-52, see? Then he became an airline pilot. They can't use their intellect past how we're being betrayed. This is international corporations, central banks, destroying anything sovereign, anything strong. That's why they're bringing America down while using our last blood to sustain them, sucking us dry. That's why they are attacking the Iraqis and the Persians, and that's why they're attacking the Serbs, and that's why they're attacking any sovereign African nation or any Latin American nation. Anybody, and I'm not even, and again, they can point and say, oh, there's a bad leader. Yeah, most government's evil. That's our point. Founding Fathers point. But they can, but the evil guys in Venezuela or in Tehran are nothing compared to the people running the New World Order. And they can't threaten me. And they, by the way, have revolutions in their own countries that want liberty, and then every political scientist who looks at it says it makes Ahmadinejad a hero. Midliners, totally friendly to the West, were attacked and bullied until they elected Ahmadinejad. The radical, comparatively. And by the way, when they screamed and yelled at him at that thing, it made him more popular than ever in Iran now. He's a hero to everybody now. Before, he had 40% of the vote, but in the parliament, he could get in with that. Was a 41. See? Now he's a big hero. See, they know what they're doing. That's why they're in control. And Saddam Hussein tried to turn himself over, tried to go to Spain, tried to go to northern England, right on the border with Scotland, where Tariq Aziz, the foreign minister, went. He now lives in one of Prince Charles's palaces for his lifetime. He's been given a contract and a guarantee. He said, look, just let me leave. And they said, no, that's for public consumption, Mac. And they kept it quiet. They intended to attack and commit mass murder and genocide and get our troops killed and destroy our good name and blow over $1 trillion the entire time. Ordered out of chaos.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
I love this republic, and to see us in the hands of such ruthless, sadistic individuals tears my heart out. And to see them take good Americans. I know you're good. I know your average neocon follower is a good person. They fly the stars and stripes year round. They feel good about the country. They watch football. They see our troops as heroes with great courage. But they're heroes who've been lied to. They're heroes who are being led by individuals who cynically only want them to carry out their evil plans. I'm asking you, neocons, liberals, all of you, to realize they control the left and the right, to realize they're manipulating you with public relations propaganda, to realize that they are bringing us to our very knees. I'm asking you right now to break your conditioning. I'm asking you to find out the truth. I'm asking you to stand up and wage war against the New World Order. And that is the choice, my friends. It is literally up to you. It is in your hands. And to see this article, I'm asking you to go to PrisonPlanet.com with all the hacking and the attacking and the censoring and everything that we're under. MySpace is now officially admitted. We got the same email from MySpace, and it is from them. Oh, we're sorry. Prison Planet got added to our new spam filter. We buy the software with a list of spam. Yeah, most of the new software that you buy to keep your teenagers off hacking, porn. What are the five things they put on there? It's hacking, porn, gambling, and what they call hate. And then there's one other. What, fraud sites, that's it. And we're listed on all of them. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Because we'll see it in the BBC, and we'll see it in the... What was the other newspaper that this was in? The Daily Mail, about the fact that fearing defeat, Saddam was prepared to go peacefully and return for £500 million, reports the Daily Mail. The extraordinary offer was revealed yesterday in a transcript of talks in February 2003 between George Bush and the Spanish Prime Minister Jose Maria Anar and President Texas Ranch. Now, what do we do on the site? We then take you back to the history and go, here's the White House memo, declassified public, by the British, where Bush was talking about staging the shoot down of our aircraft to blame it on Saddam. And we go, oh, here's Bush, a video of him claiming that he wants to make a deal with Saddam to let him leave, but it was all a fraud and it was just to make the public think he was being reasonable. See, lying to us. See, we have a memory. We have the history. And then we show you the history and we put it all together. Or another article. You know, we do stuff like this. There's a hoax being put out, clearly to discredit those of us that are exposing that 15,000 troops have died, not 4,000. Well, they put out this info that 73,000 dead U.S. troops. That's not true. We link to the Pentagon's own documents that 73,000 troops have died since the Gulf War to now, of all enlistees, the vast majority of which never rotated through Iraq. It's not true. It's a hoax. We expose that hoax. Valuable news. We do the best we can to give you a clear picture. Or AP reports that they've struck down two provisions of the Patriot Act. We cover that. Or we bring you all these doctors and scientists and lawyers and experts and video clips. And I'm an award-winning filmmaker, and I've been all over national television. I've been in two big Hollywood productions with major roles. But I'm not allowed to have a Wikipedia page. They deleted most of them. They say I'm not a person of interest, see? See how this works, folks? Because they're afraid of us. They're afraid of the action we're having. They're afraid of the response we're getting. They're afraid right now. That's why we've got to intensify our efforts against the New World Order now. Intensify. Activate. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.